What up, you dingus? This is definitely not good. The podcast where we create stories, and they're definitely probably not good. I'm your host, CJ, and I'm joined by my producer, as always, Duckity.
That's me. Hi.
And today's a very special episode because we're not going to be doing what we normally do. We're celebrating.
Yeah, right? It's a celebration today, you
guys. We're celebrating, bruh. This is our 100th episode, so we're just going to do a little victory lap.
Because we fucking did it, you guys. We made it to 100.
We made it to 100. There's fireworks. There's fireworks everywhere.
Wow. Look at all these fucking fireworks.
But, you know, stick around if you want to enjoy the celebration. I do know what this is. It's definitely not good. This is your first time listening. Weird. This is our 100th episode.
Yeah, it's a really weird one to start on, you sickos.
In case this is your first time, we are amazing storytellers.
Amazing.
And it's our job, our sacred duty, to come up with a story completely from scratch with a little twist. We have a series of wheels we spin, each of them random, and depending on where it lands, we have to somehow incorporate it into our story. Except today, we're not doing that.
We're not going to do that today, you
we're
guys.
We're not doing that. We're celebrating. Have you seen these suits?
Look how fucking fresh we are today.
Today we're just...
You think we did this for nothing?
Yeah. Today we're just relaxing. And actually, I do have a little bit of a surprise before we get into this celebration. I have a quick little surprise for Nuckity.
Ooh, a surprise. I hate surprises.
Guess what, Nuckity?
What?
We have a sponsor.
Holy fucking shit.
Right? Roll the clip.
There's a clip? Holy shit, we got clips?
Did you roll it? Roll the clip.
Del Ren by Alta Vis, the leading chemical-free hair and body care brand created for families like yours. Hey, you know families. If you're listening to this ashy, you should experience the high quality and luxury of Del Ren for yourself. You probably haven't moisturized all week. Tisk squared. Fix that today by visiting DelRenByAltaVis.com and take the custom hair care quiz to see exactly what products are best for you. How about that?
I like that. I actually like that.
It felt good. It felt right.
That felt good. Hey, you or whatever is appropriate. Check out Del Ren by Alta Vis. My turn for an ad read.
Let's go.
Propel Activation Day is a first-of-its-kind event. Nothing like this has ever been done in Tacoma or anywhere else. So be excited, guys. Propel Business Activation is an opportunity for solo entrepreneurs to come together and have multiple services done for their business in one day. There's no shopping, no keynote speeches, no opportunity for a chance to get in the room. Real, tangible work is being done in this space. And if you're a solo entrepreneur looking to make substantial progress in your business, you need to be there. Be one of the first to experience the movement because once it happens, these will be popping up all over the city and you'll be mad you didn't get in on the ground floor.
Like a dummy.
We will be on stage shooting a live episode of Definitely Not Good, so come see us. For tickets, visit the Tacoma Arts live ticketing website starting July 1st to reserve your spot. Tickets are limited, so get them early.
Hell yeah, dude.
Money.
Look at that. We didn't lie this time.
We didn't lie. Hold on. Well, first I'm going to just very eloquently just pull this out.
We're going to pop this Chris, you guys.
Pomegranate.
Martinelli, who is not a sponsor.
Martinelli is not a sponsor, but we appreciate you. So thank you for your pomegranate apple cider.
Yeah, for your sparkling cider needs. I don't know another company besides Martinelli that does sparkling cider.
I don't know either. They're probably out there. All right. No, that was bad.
Try again, bud.
That was horrible. Can I actually just... No, I can't do that. I got this, guys. I got this.
Opa!
We did it.
Hey.
We got our first sponsor, man.
We did it.
How you feeling about that?
It feels good. It feels good, CJ.
Feels good?
It feels good.
Nice. Do you think maybe like our souls will still be okay?
Because we sold out?
Yeah.
No. We're going to hell.
So we're celebrating. We did 100 episodes. We got some Martinellis. We're feeling pretty good.
You fucking jealous?
I mean, you should be. No, probably don't, actually. You don't have to deal with what we got to deal with. So we're just going to be shooting the shit today, maybe reflecting on our progress, kind of where We started
except
a little bit.
We're, you know, fancier than normal.
Fancier than normal. I don't know if you guys noticed. I guess we got suits.
Actually, we wear these every episode. You just don't see that.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Sometimes I'm naked.
Yeah. Well, those are the when it's cold out. He likes being cold. He's weird. I don't get it either.
I do like being cold.
Yeah. I'm gonna take a fancy little sip, pinky out here. Okay.
Spilled a little schmutz on my hand there.
And that is delicious.
Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah,
it's good cider.
Cheers. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Damn, that is good.
That is a tasty sparkling beverage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess today we're just kind of doing a victory lap. We're talking about definitely not good. I did have an idea for a video, and
I like your ideas. You have
you
ideas.
You like my ideas?
It's good ideas.
Can I get a round of applause to make me feel a little good about that? Thanks, guys. No, don't worry about it. Yeah. Hey. No. Where was I?
I got
distracted by the fame there for a moment.
It went to his head immediately.
It went to my head immediately. So I wanted to talk about what it's
things.
Been. Yeah. I wanted to talk about like what it's been like for us to do 100 episodes and like what we learned from it. What have you learned from this past 2 years we've been doing this?
You know, it doesn't feel like I learned anything, but then I go back and listen to the early episodes and there's so much better now. Not like content wise, but the way that they're put together.
Mm.
So like, I had to have learned something, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that like the quality increased the more you worked on it.
Yeah, it shot up.
You've been co-hosting, editing, doing music and sound effects for Definitely Not Good.
Yeah, that sounds like me. That sounds like something I would do. Yeah.
And like, what's been like your favorite thing about that process, I guess?
Just the whole thing. I just like creating stuff. It's fun for me.
Okay.
To do things.
Yeah. It's been cool to do things.
I like doing things.
I can definitely say, so I'll give you some context. We were kind of just shooting the shit one day and we're like, well, it'd be cool if we did a podcast, right?
Yeah.
And so we did a podcast and I don't remember how we came up with the name Definitely Not Good.
I think I came up with like five names and just that's the one that we both were like, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that popped off because it brought the bar like totally down here. So it made like the stress level not so high to just do it.
Yeah.
And so originally we were just going to do 10 episodes because I wanted to just try it out and see how far we'd get with it. And then we did 10 and we said, why not just keep going?
Yeah, let's just keep doing it.
Yeah. And so we both set it for being 100. And now that we're here, it's just like, why are we going to stop? I mean, like, has it been like an overall good experience for you?
I have enjoyed myself very thoroughly. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. It's been fun.
Yeah, man. It's pretty surreal because I don't feel like we've done 100 episodes.
No. It doesn't feel like that.
Like when people ask, like, how does it feel? How are you feeling? I say nothing. I feel nothing about it. I feel like incredibly grateful to you because like you've put so much like time and effort into it.
Oh, buddy.
And also you're hella funny. It's been great working with you. Yeah, so I'm incredibly grateful for you, like putting all this time and effort into it. And I'm also incredibly grateful to our guests because I'm like, I didn't think anybody would want to be on the show.
But apparently we were dead wrong because people are actually hitting us up to be like, hey, can I be on your stupid ass show?
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you want to.
And the guests have been incredibly talented too. I'm like blown away by how some of these guys and gals are just like just jumping in there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun.
We got fun people coming on here.
I will say why I wanted to shoot for 100 with Nuckity was because I listened to an audiobook. I don't remember which one, but it was essentially like you want to do your first 100 and consider them definitely not good, essentially. So I was like, all right, 100 definitely not good episodes. Let's do it.
And then the good ones?
Yeah. And we had some really good episodes.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, for sure.
And I think like one thing I want to say like truthfully is like it's not the money doesn't pour in once you make the episodes. obviously. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. Like, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Like, I think I had this idea of, like, viral, like, kind of the early 2000s idea of, like, if you just keep making content, then eventually it's going to, like, pop up. And I think there's some truth to that. But here in 2025, it's, like, there's a lot more involved, I think, than, like, just putting the content out there. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, man, because, like, a few years ago, it would have been easier. But now everybody and their mom wants to do something in this avenue.
Right.
And that's weird. Why does everybody want to be a content creator?
Well,
all of a sudden, where was y'all at back in the day when we was just out here guerrilla doing shit?
Yes, but to be fair, I think people can say the same thing about us because we started pretty... I think not a great time in the podcast game because
we started in it.
Yeah. We've been doing like content creation for like before it was called content creation.
Yeah. That's a new phrase to us.
I actually hate how that sounds, honest.
But I mean, that's what it is. We're creating content.
Yeah. This is content, apparently. People might be watching this.
Yeah. We're one of the earlier adopters to YouTube stuff too. Like we had like shows and shit on YouTube
mm-hmm.
before that was cool and just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what happened is we were like, man, this whole YouTube thing, it's probably not going to work out.
It's a fad.
Yeah, whatever.
Ain't no way.
So, the rest is history on that. But I'm really glad we did this. This has been so much fun.
Bro.
Yeah. One thing I do want to do in this episode is just go over the last 50 episodes.
Talk about
them.
Yeah.
I probably need to pause so I can actually get them all in front of me.
Nah, no pausing.
We just keep going. Okay.
You keep it sexy.
You know what? We do have a sponsor, but we also have a fake sponsor. So we're going to spin that wheel to present to you a fake sponsor.
Okay. Today's episode is brought to you by Kittens.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Kittens. Gosh dang, I freaking love
gosh
Kittens, man.
Dang, huh?
Gosh darn it, man.
Wowzers.
Really meeting those YouTube guidelines with my lexicon today.
I know you're keeping it real.
Hey, you know, fuck. Oops.
And you blew it, yeah.
I blew it.
You fucking blew it.
I fucking love kittens, guys.
Oh, gosh.
I know you're not a fan.
Oh, no, I like kittens.
You like kittens?
Yeah, I just like dogs more than cats.
Why do you like dogs more?
We've had this discussion.
We have?
Yeah.
It's been 100 episodes.
Dogs are fucking nicer than cats.
That's true.
Cats are so mean.
I think kittens are pretty... I will say I think puppies are more adorable than kittens. Kittens are, like, very needy, I think. Like, a little too needy. Like, come on, like, calm down. Relax.
I'd be scared to really pet kittens because they feel so fragile.
Mm.
Where puppies are, like, more sturdy when they're first... Like, when they're babies, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think, like, overall, kittens... Like, if you don't like kittens, there's probably something wrong with you. So, like put that person on a list if they don't like kittens.
Oh, absolutely. You remember back in the day when they used to do terrible, horrible things to kittens and puppies, like tie their legs together and put them in sacks and throw them off a bridge into a river because they didn't want to take care of them.
Who was doing that?
Monsters!
Okay.
Fucking monsters, CJ.
Hopefully people aren't still doing that.
Well, let's... No, but they are, but let's pretend they're not.
Let's not think about that.
I don't wanna hurt nobody.
Yeah.
I don't wanna hurt nobody.
What's your favorite type of kitten?
I like the ones that are stripy, but they're like black and gray. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, those are good ones.
With the little oh god, oh you're so cute. You're this cute little guy. You want this
little... When is too old for you for a kitten? Because I know you don't like cats, but you do like kittens.
I do like cats.
You do?
I do. I have cats.
Hey, go back and watch this, because he definitely said he didn't like cats
before.
No,
I didn't. I said I like dogs more.
Okay. Well, thank you, kittens.
Thanks, kittens.
Thanks for, you know, being so cute and cuddly. What a great sponsor.
Way to keep it real, kittens.
Hey, can we get, like, another like on the... I'm gonna put a like on the... Like if you like kittens.
Yeah, like it twice.
All right. If you like it twice, then you dislike it. So don't do that.
Don't listen to me.
Don't
I'm fucking
that.
Dumb. I'm stupid as hell.
Just one like. That's all it takes. I'm going to take a little sippy of this. This is really good. Pomegranate apple cider.
It's delicious. I'm happy with it. This is my beer, you guys. I don't drink, so.
That's great.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So I think today we're just going to go through the last 50 episodes and just kind of talk about it. Do a little reminiscing, you know.
We're going to reminisce, you guys.
You down to reminisce?
I like to reminisce.
Okay, well, let's do it.
We're starting at 51, like fucking Randy Johnson and goddamn Ichiro Sasuke. You know,
I have no idea what you're saying.
They're baseball players. They play for the Mariners. They both retired their numbers this year. It's pretty cool.
They both retired their numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Nobody else can wear 51.
What?
Yep, it's over. It's over. It's over for you motherfuckers.
Wait, what happens when all the numbers are taken?
That's not going to happen. They only retired like 2-3 numbers at this point.
It's going to happen someday.
For the Mariners.
Year 3,200? It's going to happen.
Hopefully, we'll be playing other sports by then.
Cooler sports, yeah, that'd be nice.
Cooler than baseball. I mean, I don't know how you could do that, but
so episode 51,
yeah,
somewhere in Montana with Tarquez.
Hey, Tarquez.
Yo, shout out to Tarquez. He was such a good guest on this episode.
What a fucking sweetie, huh?
Yeah, like he
kid.
I wasn't sure. So I went to we both went to high school with Tarquez. We weren't sure where he was with, like, acting, I guess. But he seemed to just be down for it. He just jumped right into the character. Also, I think it helped. It was like, I don't know, I might be wrong about this, but it felt like a little therapeutic a little bit, like just kind of shitting on Montana. Sorry, Montana.
We still love you, Montana.
We still love you.
It doesn't feel like we do when we do these things, but we do.
We do.
We do care for you.
Yeah. It was the first time we also played some hillbillies, I think. That was fun.
That turned out to be gay.
Yeah, that turned out to be gay.
But, you know,
I think that was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
What's our next episode?
Not that gay is funny, but this case, pretty funny.
Episode 52, Teenage Mutant Ninja Bats with...
Fuck yeah, bro.
With A-Bomb.
Fucking A-Bomb. Shout out to A-Bomb.
Hey, shout out to A-Bomb. You know, I wasn't sure if A-Bomb would be, like, down to... clown with us, but he was. He definitely was.
He was down the clown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Was his character's name like Pickle or something?
I don't
like
even
that?
Remember the names. I think it might have been Pickle.
It's like, I think like something just like snapped and he was just like, all right, I'm going crazy with it. So I appreciate that. A-Bomb was a great guest. Teenage Mutant Ninja Bats is not a good idea, though.
They should not make that. But we also was talking about rebooting King of the Hill, which... has been revealed that you didn't know that was actually happening.
I had no idea King of the Hill was actually being worked on.
Yeah, so you kind of... So, yeah, you just kind of...
My headcanon is that we rebooted it doing the episode. But
it was us. You're welcome, you guys.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know.
You're fucking welcome.
If it's bad, it's not our fault.
No, it won't be bad. Mike Judge is he's brilliant, so...
Episode 53, Revenge in Basketball with Stewie Newton.
Stewie Newton.
Stewie was great.
Absolutely.
He's also a character that was just down to clown,
for sure.
I appreciated that.
Ready to play with your boys.
Yeah. And like, I think he was really in tune with it. Like, yeah. I'd actually love to have him on the show again.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If he wants to.
Absolutely.
Stewie. Nigga.
I think like the context of the story was pretty insane. It was like the first basketball game in like medieval times. If you haven't listened, do give it a listen.
It was incredible.
It's pretty insane.
Somebody got shot.
Someone got shot. And the circus.
I mean, we can't go wrong with a circus.
Right. Basketball in the medieval times too. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good, but I do recommend it. Thank you, Stewie. Next episode.
To the next episode. Episode.
Episode 54, Fairy Bad Parents with KK. Man, KK was chill, man.
KK just had a baby.
Hey,
with
congratulations.
His lovely wife, Babs.
Can we get a clap?
Oh, right. I
can. For that?
Baby Gohan, what's up, baby?
His name's Gohan?
I think it's a nickname, but yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's a cool nickname. Yo, KK was great. I really appreciated that, like, he was, like, a nerd like us.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
He was, like...
That's why I invited him.
Yeah. He's another one I'd love to have on the show again. Clown around. That was a pretty good episode. It was fun.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Episode 55, Dad Goes Nuts with Critical.
Oh, my goodness.
We definitely went nuts with that one.
A witch that looked like a squirrel. Was it a squirrel or a chipmunk?
The witch traded places with the squirrel.
Right. Yeah.
And wait, okay. So the dad became a squirrel.
Uh-huh.
I honestly don't, that one is kind of nuts, guys. It's kind of nuts. It's kind of crazy.
It's a little nuts. We like to get crazy over here. Definitely not good.
I think one thing I liked about Critical as a guest is he was like, he had a really good voice for this dad. Like, he went all in on this dad.
Yeah.
And he went like, I feel like he went like Homer Simpson with it, where he's just.
he was screaming all the time.
Oh, that was the thing, right?
He had to yell. He yells when he talks.
Yeah, that's some good stuff.
Good stuff. Great stuff. What? What?
What?
What?
Huh? Episode 56, Linda Bean's Big Comeback, featuring Janae Altavis, our sponsor today.
Our sponsor, hey. Shout out to Bell Ring. Fuck yeah.
This one is straight up like one of my favorite episodes.
It's so good.
Like, that's a character, I played a couple characters in that, and they just totally took over.
Yeah, yeah, the takeover is real.
I don't know what it was about, like Janae. Like, Janae was definitely down to clown. Thank you for being on the show, by the way.
Shout out to our sponsor, for real this time.
For real, yeah. And, like, you were just so, like, in tune with, like, playing the character and being in the position and the circumstances of it. And I don't know, there's something about Janae combined with you in the situation, I just like
fucking Craig.
Craig, yeah, Craig was incredible. Like, I don't know, you had some crazy lines in that.
I like Craig too.
I loved playing the mom so much. I don't know what it was.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm so disappointed in you, Linda. You could have been a doctor. You could have been an astronaut, but instead you're working at a grocery store.
So disappointed.
I should have had a better daughter than you.
Just slightly off screen at all times.
And John Bean, I don't know.
Fucking brick.
I had so much fun that episode.
Yeah, that was a fun one for sure.
Janae, please come back on the show. We had a great time. Thank you.
Round three. You think we should do
a trilogy? If we're doing a trilogy, we're doing something weird. We're totally out there.
We gotta jump the shark for sure.
Yeah. Nah, we're not using any of the source material.
We didn't even see that episode.
Yeah. All right, where are we at? Episode 57, Billy Magnus and the Magnet Factory, featuring Avon Killian.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, Avon Killian was our TV production teacher back in high school.
Shout out to our favorite teacher.
Shout out, yeah, still our favorite teacher. And even though he didn't participate in the story part, it was still great to have him on board.
Yeah,
judging us silently with our storytelling abilities. But It felt like a nice, like, full circle moment a little bit. You know, we're still like out here trying to make content, but
yeah, we out here.
But I want to say shout out to Avon Killian. That was really nice.
I still feel weird about calling him Avon.
His name is Mr. Killian, right?
Yeah, his name is Mr. Killian.
Oh, okay, yeah. Why would you call him Avon? It's weird. Episode 58, Raggy Roo, Where Are You? Featuring David Van Vick.
Okay.
Okay. What'd you think about that one?
That was fun. I like doing the music for that one.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
I try to get it as close to Scooby-Doo without being Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It was fantastic. You did a great job. I love David on board. He was another one I wasn't sure how he would be with improvising with us, but he was down to clown. He came to play, and I was like he was an unusual guest that we haven't really had on the show, because he was like in a rock band, like in Seattle, a grunge rock band. He'd probably kill me if I called it a grunge rock band. Sorry, David, but
Black Cheer.
Yeah, shout out David Van Vick, Black Cheer.
Shout out to David.
Our next episode is Teriyaki Madness, featuring Mike Hansen. Yo, shout out to Mike Hansen for coming out.
What up, Mike Hansen?
Yo,
I see you, boy.
Dude, this was it was great working with him. It was like this was one of those ones that was like very difficult with our wheel spins, because we had like some really weird ones.
It happens, you guys. It's random. So, like, a lot of times we'll get the randomness will make it like almost impossible. to create a story with.
Yeah. Hey, it's definitely not good.
It's definitely not good. I mean, you know what you signed up for.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. But Mike, it was great having you on the show. If you ever want to do this again, I'd love, this goes out to all the guests, by the way. I'd love to have any of the guests on. But Mike, like, if you want to try it again, we'd love to have you back on.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure. Next episode, Institute of Gifted Individuals featuring Amos Mack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The return of Amos Mack.
This is the first time Amos Mack was on the show.
Oh, no, that was... Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And he played a mutant named Roadblock.
Hell yeah.
A mutant named Roadblock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amos,
what the fuck happened in that episode?
I don't barely remember, to be honest. But Amos was a great guest. It's
sweet kid.
Yeah.
Sweet kid.
He's one of the few that say, like, he enjoys doing this for some reason.
Right. He's so, one of the ones that's been on that hit us up to be like, hey, if it's cool with y'all, I'd like to come back. And I was like, Monic. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Amos was, you're great, man. And it's also, I feel like Amos also throws in chaotic energy with the improv too. He was one of the first to, like, not the first, but he was one of the ones to actually, like, push back on, like, what direction we go with the story, which I honestly appreciate. Like, I appreciate when guests, like, contribute and want to take it a certain direction.
It's fun when they make hurdles.
Yeah, yeah, or Roblox.
Roblox.
Thanks, Amos. We'll see you back on the show, bro.
Shout out to my boy.
Our next episode is 61, the lost episode.
I mean, that wasn't really an episode, was
it? It's not really an episode, but it's on the list.
It's on the list.
And it's uploaded.
We tried a soda.
We tried an Oreo Coca-Cola soda.
You guys, listen to me. The episode that we lost, it was amazing. I'm sorry to say this. It's probably the best episode we've ever done. And it's gone forever.
Well, don't tell them that. Now they can't listen to it, and they're going to always wonder.
You're going to always wonder. Always watching Mike Wazowski.
Our next episode is the beginning of the Halloween saga. Our next episode is 62, Blood and Straw, the Macaroni Massacre, featuring cosplay Shinobi.
Hell yeah, my guy.
I think this was the first time we had, like, a cosplayer on the show.
Yeah, and I think he's the only one.
The only one. Well, there you go. Cosplay Shinobi was really great. He was... what I loved about... working with him on this episode was his conviction to be an asshole was so good.
It was amazing.
Like, it was so good, and it was so great to work with.
I like that he called the monster a dummy.
Yeah.
In your belly, dummy.
It was fun because I was trying to, like, somehow navigate to some kind of redemption for him, but nope. he just doubled down on being an asshole. it was a great episode. Thank you, Cosplay Shinobi, for being on the show. Episode 63, Time Church, featuring Anita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Anita. She still has not listened to the episode.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, okay? Because Anita's probably not going to watch this. If you do, I want to be honest. Thank you for being on the show.
For sure.
This was the worst episode I ever did, personally. This is my least favorite episode.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I mean, okay. I don't think Anita actually wanted to be on the show.
She wanted to. She just got so, like, so much stage fright.
Right.
She asked me, like, multiple times, can I be on the show?
And
I
was like, all right. Well, it's cool to have her on. I think at a certain point she said, like, I don't like talking. And I'm like,
she was just so nervous.
Yeah, I get it. I get that. But this was tough because it was like I wasn't really getting anything in terms of from, like, what direction she wanted to go. So it was
I think you didn't like the experience of making the episode, but the episode's still good.
You like the episode?
I think so. I think it's funny.
Okay. Well, Anita, if you give it another shot.
She's not coming back.
I know, probably not. But if you're listening, we'll love to have you on the show again. What's next? Next episode is 64, Well Dead by 410 Noodles.
Well Dead.
410, man.
My guy.
It was so great having you on the show again, man. This was, I love working with 410 because he's like, he's so into, like, the horror. Like,
oh, it's his whole life.
Yeah. Like, he's like, it's like part of his DNA.
Yeah. You know? That's my fucking guy, you guys. And that's my fucking guy.
And he's also like, he's got, like, aesthetic too. Like, not just visually, but, like, when he's playing these characters, he's like, really in it, you know? Yeah, like, yeah. I think he's a great actor.
He took this shit serious. I like it when people come in here and take it serious.
That's for sure. I'm actually going to shout out 410 Noodles' Instagram, because, like, he posts a lot of, like, music videos.
Yeah, that he makes in himself. He records and edits and makes his own music, makes his own beats.
Mm-hmm.
He's a monster.
He's incredible. Shout out, 410.
Shout out.
Thanks
to
for
my
being
brother.
On the show again, man. Episode 65, Midnight Tavern, featuring Sapphire. So Sapphire was the guest on our Lost episode.
She sure was.
But she's a trooper. She came back to do this other one with us to make up for it, and I appreciate it.
She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sapphire.
She was a pretty, she had a pretty interesting character this time around. Like, she could touch anything and it becomes alive.
Touch me! Touch me!
There was a lot going on in that episode, but as always, Sapphire is like a really great guest who somehow was able to be level-headed through all of it. I don't know how she does that.
Yeah, she hung in there, man.
Like, I kind of wish we could see it, but like, we're doing these crazy voices and these crazy scenarios, and she's just stone-faced, like
holding it together. Like,
I don't know how she does it, but Sapphire is great. Thank you for being on the show.
You're a good kid, Sapphire. Miss Blue.
Our next episode is 66, Babysitter's Fight Club, featuring Chef Nathan.
Chef Nate, man, I ain't seen you since we recorded this, baby. What's up?
Dude, Chef Nathan is amazing, dude. I was not expecting... First off, Chef Nathan already makes amazing food.
Brother, you're telling me.
It's amazing. But on top of that, he's also hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair. Pick one, brother. He was so good. I think this is one of those like funny ones where the wheel spins actually worked out, because it's like a fight club for babysitters using their babies to fight.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. It should be a thing. I think that should actually be a thing. But Chef Nathan, thank you for being on the show.
Salute.
Come visit us again, man. We had a good time.
Yeah. I tried to come see you at your restaurant, but you were on vacation or something. Like a jerk.
Oh, like he was not cooking?
No, he wasn't even cooking or nothing.
Dang.
Like a jerk.
Our next episode is 67, Zookation.
Zookation.
I love Zookation, man.
Yeah, I want to go on a Zookation.
I do too. There's something kind of special about this episode. I don't know what it is.
You like, just love it? You love it, Gary?
Yeah, I think we were kind of in our element with that one.
In our bag?
We're in our bag.
We're in our fucking bag, you guys.
It's insane. It's not great, but I think there's something there.
Yeah, there's definitely something there. Wasn't there like a crime drama overhead thing?
Yeah, the beluga whale with like a crime noir detective thing. I really like that episode. That's one
it's
of my
good episode. It's a good episode.
It's a good episode. Go check it out. It's in the description.
It's just us.
Yeah, it's just us. But it's good. It's good.
Hey, you can't have guests all the time. Greedy? What are you, greedy? Is that what you are?
Are you greedy? Our next episode is 68, Crazy World, featuring Chris Crazy.
That was a crazy one.
That was, you know, that one was a little crazy.
It was a little crazy.
Yeah.
Chris Crazy. It was branding.
Yeah. Bro, Chris was a great guest. He was chaotic.
Yes.
He was like maybe the most chaotic I've had on the show.
One of the very few guests that I had to cut some stuff out.
And not a challenge, by the way. Don't be as crazy as you can in this show, but like... He killed everybody. He killed everybody in this episode.
He just kept shooting people.
I'm glad this was improv, so people weren't attached to these characters. Because they were. This was also like a 90s sitcom, so it was like... It was funny, actually.
It was pretty funny.
But Chris Crazy was like pure chaos in the show. He's a great guest.
Absolute chaos. I love that guy.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show, Chris.
For sure.
Our next episode is 69, Melty-on
nice. Goose.
Our next episode is 69, Melty-on Gooey.
Melty-on Gooey.
What are your thoughts on that one?
That's an amazing one. You know. If you know, you know. Melty-on Gooey.
I don't think they know.
I don't think they know either.
Yeah. That one was a lot of fun.
We went to the fucking moon.
We went to the moon on that one. I think we did a good job building up a little bit of lore for that.
Yeah.
I don't think any of it was believable.
One thing I hate about this show is a lot of times I'll go back and listen to something and be like, damn, we should have said this. And then it's, there's no fixing that. But that's why when we first started this show, I was thinking like maybe we could take one of the terrible stories that we make up and punch it up and like add stuff and make it into a real thing. But I don't know.
We could. I mean, it's not too late. We're still both alive.
We're still here. And we still have the episode.
Is this one of the ones you'd consider maybe punching up?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
We might have to visit that at some point.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Our next episode is 70, This Time Today, featuring David Knott. David Knott was great.
How you doing, bud?
Yo, David was another one down the clown. I think what was cool about him is he was like, he did a good job, like, placing his character into the situation.
Yeah.
He was in a time loop, and he was also just like, what the fuck?
God damn it.
Yeah. It was a fun one, because I could tell, like, he was trying to survive. He was trying to, like... He was really trying, but then he was given a lot of, like, curveballs, like, that he was, like, a doctor who killed a bunch of people. So... David, thank you for being on the show. This was a tough one with the wheel spins, but you did great, bro. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for coming, buddy. We'll have you on again also, too, as well.
Our next episode is All You Can Eat, featuring Rocky Sandoval.
Hell yeah.
Rocky was great, man.
Rocky,
oh my God. Dude, you guys, like, have chemistry. Like,
well, that's my buddy, man.
The way you guys were, like, back and forthing on the show was incredible. I could have just listened to that most of the episode.
Well, you know, when you know a guy for a while.
Yeah.
Like how...
Yeah, we got a little chemistry. We got a little bit. But, like, Rocky was, like, so natural with it. Like, with the...
Oh, natural.
I was very impressed with, like... Because, like, Rocky, when my first impression was that he was, like... Well, that he is, like, a pretty serious guy. He kind of had that Kevin Hart thing about him where it's, like, he's all business, real serious. But then when it came to, like, having to play a character, he was, like, all in on it.
Yeah, he was with it from the get-go.
Yeah. So I was really impressed with Rocky. Come back on the show, bro. We'd love to have you back on. Our next episode is Indiana Scone's Great Adventuring, featuring Key Calhoun. This is our second time having Key on. Key, thank you so much for being on.
Hell motherfucking yeah.
And I'm so sorry that Nuckity's character had to have intercourse with your character. That's just what happened, man. I don't know how it happened.
The sex was incredible.
This was like one of your premier characters, Peacock.
It's one of the big dogs.
One of the big dogs. Can you tell us how you felt playing that character? Like,
No.
No?
I mean, so yeah. That's one of the characters that, like, took over. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, a lot of times I'll just do a character because that's the voice, that's the character. But sometimes it'll be a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it'll take over the wheel, man.
Yeah, it'll take its own, it has its own agenda.
Fucking, there was so much funny shit that he said.
Yeah. Curse you, old man, you beat me to the first clue. I just love that.
Yeah, Peacock was, that was something else, man.
That was Hall of Fame character, for cool. sure.
Greatness.
And you got it locked in, you can always bring it back, you know? Episode 73, Wicked Witch of the North Pole, featuring Tizzy Teach and T-Rex the Flex. Yo, thank you once again for being our Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
With definitely not Santa. I don't know who that guy is.
Who the fuck is definitely not Santa?
I don't know, but he's kind of a nuisance, to be honest.
I mean, he keeps just showing up and, like, causing trouble and then leaving. Like, do you know how expensive it is? To fix the studio every time he shows up. You guys, listen, okay? He's a bad guy. He doesn't even chip in or not. He just does what he does and then fucks off.
He does.
Like a fucker.
Gonna have to bleep that out for the YouTube children.
Sorry, kids. I lost my temper.
It's all right. They'll forgive you. Our next episode is 74, Illegal Arms, featuring Jeremiah Hughes. Another returner. He was on our previous New Year's episode, and then he joined again for another New Year's 2025.
Yeah, for some reason we like traditions.
Yeah, I don't know. But Jeremiah, dude, thanks for being on the show again. I think this was a really fun one. I don't know how he probably felt about it, but
I had fun too.
He played an armless arms dealer.
Yeah. That was his whole thing.
I think you only get one of those once in your life, one of those roles. Cheer. Let's do another cheers, man. Three, you know.
Fucking cheers, man.
Cheers, buddy. Hell yeah.
Gosh, that's a tasty beverage.
That's some good sugar.
That's good sugar.
That's a lot of good sugar calories.
I'm going to have a fucking headache later.
Well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You only get one of these.
You only get one shot. One opportunity.
Episode 75, Yorkshire Carrier, featuring Narn Van. Another returning guest, Narn, thank you so much for being on the show.
Shout out to Narn.
This one was chaotic as hell, man.
Narn, our dog.
There's so much going on in this one. I kind of forget. Was he? Okay. He was playing like an assistant to like a multimillionaire.
Right. And I had a brilliant idea.
This one was just chaotic, man.
Chaos.
Yeah, but again, he was down to clown. Like, this was just...
And he got racist again?
He got racist again. Like, you know, I don't know if that's, like, the wheel spin's fault or...
No, it's him. It's you, Narn.
I think we had a racist fish in this episode.
I think so, yeah. It was, like, in the KKK.
It's a hood-wearing fish.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show, Narn.
We appreciate you, big dog.
Come back on if you want to clown again. Episode 76, Flamethrower Doggo, featuring Paula Stone. Paula was a great guest.
Way better than she thought she was going to be.
Yeah, Paula was great. I don't think she normally does stuff like this.
No, she doesn't.
She's a bartender, but like, you know, she had some like cool stories and she...
Paula has lived a life, dog.
Yeah.
A whole thing, man.
Yeah. And also she just was down to clown, being the character, like... We had a great time.
Yeah. She also experienced that that feeling that we always feel at the end of the episode where we're like, that was fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we're doing this.
Right.
So she didn't want to listen to it. But I was like, hey, listen to it. And then she listened to it. She was like, not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, this goes out to all the guests, actually. Listen to your episodes.
Stop being weird about
it. It's okay. Cringe a little bit. It's fine. But it's not as bad as you think. Except for some.
You know
who you are.
You know.
Okay. 77 Underground Car Society. thoughts on that one?
Well, I like the end when the motorcycles were talking.
Where we just went completely... Just the improv wheel. We just lost our minds, essentially, that part. Yeah, that one, I... It's a reason that this show is called Definitely Not Good.
I mean, there are reasons.
There are reasons, you know? Like, wheel spinning that you're doing a car's sentient car thing. Don't watch that episode,
no,
guys.
No, I like it. I like it still.
You like that episode?
I like it.
See, okay. That's one of the episodes I actually still haven't listened to.
You haven't listened to it?
I haven't listened to that episode.
What the hell?
I just remember recording it, and I was like, oh, God, this is bad.
You did the thing that I just said not to do?
Well, okay, like... If you don't listen to your episode, I get it. But you should listen to your episode. I didn't listen to that episode yet.
This fucking guy over here.
So I have nothing to say except probably don't watch it.
No. Go ahead. It's pretty good.
All right. Well,
don't listen to him. He's out of his gourd.
Listen to one of us. Episode 78, Chrono Gum, Stick to the Timeline, featuring Artistic.
Welcome back, Artistic.
Artistic joining us for a second time. Dude, he was so good.
Yeah.
He was so good. Like, I think he did a really good job, like, pushing the story forward and, like, kind of choosing which direction to take in terms of kind of everything.
Well, last time he felt like he didn't do well on the story part of it. So he was, like, really trying to get in there and make it good. And I was like, you don't got to do that.
You don't got to do that. But, like, he was, like, invested in this character,
I think. Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like he probably had a better time this time around. Did you have a better time, Artistic?
Did you have a better time?
Give us a like if you like this episode.
I don't think he listens to this.
He doesn't listen. That's all right. But, like, Artistic was great. This is one of the ones I actually do recommend you listen to. It's totally chaotic. I think we had a really fun time recording it, too.
Yeah. And we went to another dimension.
There's a crow person riding a motorcycle.
Something about a hot dog.
There's another dimension. It's good.
Yeah, it's
pretty
good.
Give that one a go, guys.
Yeah, go gander at it, you know?
Our next episode is 79 Billionaires Save the World.
Do they, though? Do they? Do you remember what happened in that one?
I do. A billionaire decides he wants to try and save the world, and then he knits a giant blanket to cover a forest fire. Makes it worse.
It didn't help.
Didn't help.
I mean, it was never going to help.
And then he decides to just give everyone money. And then
that worked.
That actually did the trick.
Way to go.
I think that's still not a bad idea.
No, it's a good lesson for people out there with money. Hey.
If you're a billionaire, maybe just diversify those funds a little bit. See what happens.
Yeah, see what happens if you let people not, suffer so much. No more.
What are you going to do with this? Just save it and collect interest so you're getting millions of dollars by doing that, like doing nothing?
Realistically, what are you going to do with $40 billion? What are you going to do with that much money? What are you going to do?
You can sponsor us. We'll tell you how great you are.
You silly goofies. You
can tell people to buy your stuff.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
Or you could put it down a hole also through us, you know.
Well, I mean, if you could be a billionaire, even though you gave $1 billion away, why not give $1 billion away?
Because then you're losing $1 billion.
But you wouldn't even, they don't even feel it. They wouldn't even feel it.
I think they would feel it. No, that's the problem. That's the problem. They would be like, I am $1 billion less.
You would never notice $1 billion missing from your, what's his name at now? Fucking $90 billion?
It's not 100, so he's still got 10 more to make.
If I had $90 and I spent one.
You said $90.
Yeah, if I had $90 and I spent one. Barely feel it. Wouldn't even feel it. Wouldn't even notice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take note, billionaires, come on. Also check out our website, linktree.com/DNGPOD.
I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. Our next episode is 80 Myth Destroyers.
Is that the one with the frog guy?
That's the frog guy, which you play.
Yeah. That one hurt my throat.
Oh, man. You were putting on a voice for that one, for sure.
I was thinking about Zorak.
From Space Ghost?
Yeah. It was kind of Zorak-y.
Yeah. That one was so much fun.
That was a fun one, yeah, for sure.
I actually go back, like, I don't usually do this, but I actually do go back and listen to that episode.
Just that one specifically?
Because, like, the part where, like, we're, like, fighting and, like, I'm tossing, like, the knife back and forth, like, who's going to destroy the myth first? There's something just funny about that. I feel like this, it's not, like, an amazing story, but it was just a good, funny, entertaining.
No, it was funny.
It was
a funny episode.
And like the little frog you played with the mustache is good. That was a good one. That one gets my stamp of approval.
Just a little friend.
Just a little frog. Episode 81, Dead End Delivery, featuring Quicksavo and Bass Boy.
Gang, gang.
Dude.
What up, homie?
Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Hey, lady.
Quicksavo is another one that, like, I'm going to put in the description because he makes amazing videos.
He does a lot of cool shit.
Definitely check him out. And he's a great artist.
Yeah. No, we talked about this in the episode, but he does fucking so much stuff.
Yeah.
He does so much stuff.
And somehow he came on the show, which always surprises me. Like, why be on the show? But yeah, no, he was another one down to clown. I think, like, oh, man, he was telling me about, like, GTA 5, like, mods. So it was, like, or GTA 5, like, role-playing. So I think, like, he came from that a little bit, being able to just play a character and role-play it.
Yeah.
So, like, dude, Quicksavo, thank you for being on the show. Bass Boy, thanks for being on the show.
I know, surprise guest.
Yeah, surprise guest just jumped in there. Like, yeah, they're both great.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. Episode 82, Kangaroo Mart featuring Mason Ain't Shit.
Mason ain't shit, huh?
Mason ain't shit. You know, Mason is he did a great job because, like, I feel like he just played himself.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at too.
And like even though we're in Australia, but I think that kind of worked somehow. he gives me like Aqua Teen Hunger Force vibes a little bit with like his like humor, and I like it. Like, I think he's really funny.
Yeah, I like the guy.
And he was also did a great job just kind of like working with the material that we gave him.
For sure. Yeah.
He had like a little pirate hook hand.
I like that he was bleeding for most of it.
He was bleeding quite a lot. Not on the episode, but in the
character episode? His character.
Yeah, not in real life.
Mason,
come join the show again, man. Great to have you.
Come on back. Shout out to the Backboob Bullies.
Episode 83, Figure It Out, featuring Tia and Brian. Thank you so much for coming out here.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to come here.
Two professional ice skaters. I feel like it's kind of a flex, you know?
I mean, that's pretty fucking cool.
I feel like we're pretty cool now that we had them on the show.
Yeah, it's kind of a cheat code to associate ourselves with people like that.
Yeah, and like they're both like... They both, like, work with, like, kids, teaching them how to...
Yeah, they're, like, good people and shit.
They're, like, good people with, like, morals and ethics. And what somehow they're really good at doing, like, improv, too. So thanks for being on the show. It was a bit meta, too, because they're playing characters on a podcast. It worked out.
Podcast on a podcast, you guys. It was like Inception, but with podcasts. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean, Mr. Krabs?
Episode, you should probably give context for that. When you say that, what do you mean?
Oh, it's a SpongeBob reference. SpongeBob was rubbing two pickles together, and he was like, and I miss that tiny little squeaking sound when you rub two pickles together. You know what I mean, Mr. Krabs? And I've been saying that ever since. That was about 25 years ago.
Why that line?
I don't know. I guess because I say, you know what I mean a lot? Mm. And then when I say that, it triggers it.
You say that instead of nah mean?
No, oh, no, I don't say nah mean. Mm. I mean, I do say nah mean.
I feel nah like, mean? You know what I mean, Mr. Krabs?
Do you know what I mean?
I just feel like it's a lot of syllables. I do like you know what it. I mean,
do Mr. Do you know what Krabs? I am saying?
Shadow Butters. Okay, next episode.
Oh, boy.
oh, boy. Episode 84, Bayou Bedlam.
What the fuck?
I was the
Sasquatch?
That was Cajun Sasquatch.
Cajun Sasquatch. What a waste.
Gotta formally apologize to all the Cajuns out there. We didn't know what we were up for on that one.
Cajun Sasquatch should have been fleshed out way more.
I'm still not confident on a Cajun accent. I don't know.
That's definitely one of them ones that I would like to fix.
You want
to
fix it? I'd love to fix that one too.
Yeah, make it to a thing.
It's like a good enough name to sound good, but it just isn't actually good.
Yeah, because Cajun Sasquatch, there's so much we could have did with that, and when we're doing it off the top, it's just impossible to, well, for us.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people out there that probably could have killed it, but.
Oh, for sure. Maybe actual Cajuns.
Yeah. We're actual improvers. Because, right. I mean, we dabble, but we're not real.
Yeah. Don't put me on who's lying. I'm going to fuck it up.
I'll tear the show down.
Nah, they're going to get canceled. Our next episode is 85, The Sewers to El Dorado, featuring Frederick White.
Fuck yeah.
Frederick White, thanks for being on the show, bro.
Shout out to the boy, Frederick.
Man, you were down to clown for sure on that one, bro.
That one might be one of my favorite in the last 50.
Yeah, so I know that you told me that's one of your favorites. Why is that?
It's just so funny, man.
Yeah?
It's just so funny. I like... The characters that I was playing, too. That was another one where the characters took over. And I had two of them this time.
Yeah.
Because his wife, I just remember, oh, you like that, baby? Sally sells seashells on the seashore.
Yeah, you killed that one.
And then the fucking, we weren't kissing?
Yeah. That was very funny. I was that came out of nowhere too. I was not expecting you to say that.
I wasn't expecting to say it either. Like, for real, that's not even my humor. That just came as the characters took over.
That character took over for sure. It was for funny. Sure it was did. So good. It was so good.
We weren't even kissing or nothing.
Go check that one out. That one's great. And,
fuck.
And Frederick's great in that too.
Frederick's so
like,
funny.
He's another one that was like playing himself. So it was like, he doesn't sound like he's from El Dorado. Let me just put it that way. But it works really well.
We're not getting regular pipe.
Golden pipe.
The golden pipe.
Our next episode is 86, Linda Bean's Big Sequel, featuring Janae Altavis. This was our first time trying a sequel. And at the time, I really... So, like, improving a sequel, I discovered, was really tough because... I kept wanting to go back to the source material, you know?
Right. Like, we probably should have listened to the old one, like, right before.
Probably. But that was a really special one because, like, it made me realize how hard it is to do a sequel.
Now we can't judge those movies as harshly, you know, because
sequels
are hard, you guys.
I'm still going to, but just to be honest.
Don't make bad sequels, please.
Right.
Like, come on.
Passes on it. Don't do like an improv like we did.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to make a sequel, like fucking like try.
Please try.
Please try.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, even though this one wasn't as good as the first one, in my opinion, I freaking loved some of the characters in this. Like, his name was Puma, the guy who hated black people. Puma Coffee.
I hate the blacks.
Yeah, that was, I almost freaking died laughing on that part, dude. That was so good. Check it out.
Check it out. Steve Brule?
Steve Brule.
Steve Brule.
Episode 87, Multi-Falcons, featuring Chris Stottinger.
Shout out to another guest who didn't have to do this. You didn't have to be here.
Chris is incredible.
Fucking love that guy, man.
He does. I don't think he does improv, does he?
I don't think so.
He was on
but he
the,
did.
He was on the ball, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's another one I'm going to link in the description because he does like really good video tours and really good like educational content too.
Yo, he is so knowledgeable about Tacoma.
Yeah. And he's just a great guy overall.
He's so nice. He's so nice.
Multi-Falcons is one of my favorite episodes.
I feel that.
I think, like, I feel like Chris really, like, brought it together.
Yeah,
like,
and for somebody we have absolutely no connection to, we didn't know him at all.
Not at all.
And he was just like, yeah, sure, I'll do your show.
Yeah. Chris, thank you so much
for being
on the show.
Man.
At a certain point, we're going to get a tour of Underground Tacoma.
Yeah, we're going to go look at some cool shit,
so
you guys.
Check out our YouTube. We're probably going to have a video of that at some point.
Eventually, maybe.
Episode 88, Thunder Rose Revenge, featuring Marvin. Marvin, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for saving CJ's life that one time.
For context, I was lost in a forest and Marvin saved me. So thank you for that.
Like the super villainy. Wait.
Marvin, played like his whole aesthetic in real life and in this story was that he likes super villains.
Which I understand.
And, he's another one that still hasn't listened to his episode.
He didn't listen to it either?
Not yet. But I think he did a great job. I think he was very funny.
Yeah, me too.
The only thing I regret is that we didn't really deliver on the 1,000 pit bulls that he wanted. He really wanted those 1,000 pit bulls in the story.
It was such a specific request.
Yeah, maybe we'll make some art for that at some point.
Just 1,000 pit bulls.
Just get 1,000 pit bulls on it. That sounds like a lot of work. Let's not do that. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, bud. You're a swell fella.
Swell a fella.
You're a good guy.
Yeah. Episode 89, Tim Burton Loves Cheese, featuring Tony Cardoza.
Shout out to Tony Cardoza. What's up, homie?
Tony was so good.
How's L.A., brother?
Is he in L.A. now?
Yeah, he lives in L.A.
Oh, man, we miss you.
I know, I miss the guy.
That dude is so talented.
Another sweet, sweet man.
Yeah, Tony was so talented, and he was, like, I think, like, really good at improv, even though that wasn't really his wheelhouse, right?
Right, like, yeah, he's a stand-up, so, like, you know, it's not to be expected, but his guns were out, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and like
came through shooting,
and like this was a weird one. I remember we got some pretty weird.
This one,
yeah. This is one of the weirder ones.
It's a weird episode. Edward Scissorhands,
and somehow Tim Burton gets involved. Not the real one. The Tim Burton,
the fictionalized version,
the fictionalized depiction of Tim Burton. Which I don't think he sounds anything like.
I don't know what Tim Burton sounds like. That might have been a perfectly accurate.
It might have been. I don't know either. But shout out, Tony. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, shout out. I hope all is well in La La Land, brother. Get you some nice spots. Tell some funny ass fucking jokes and shit.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Our next episode is 90, Utensil University.
Well...
Yeah, on that one.
That was an interesting one.
That was very, that exists.
That would happen.
That exists.
I think we were both tired.
We were both very tired on that one.
So tired. Yeah.
I don't think that's like the worst one we've done, but it was like Not quite a home run
not
on that
quite.
One.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Not quite.
But you did a good job on the audio editing on that.
Did I?
Yeah, you did lots of like sound effects and like
Foley
on that.
I was very worried.
Nah, it was good. Me, on the other hand, I was like, I don't know. Episode 91, The Roadside Rundown, featuring Callie Reid. Callie Reid was really good, man.
Yeah.
Like, for someone that doesn't actually like do comedy stuff like this. Like,
well, he sort of does. Every once in a while, he'll do something.
Okay.
With Heyday. Shout out Heyday. We're going to talk about you being on the show, brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on the show, Heyday. Like, but Callie Reid, like, he was another one I was like, not sure if he'd be like down to actually do this, just meeting him for the first time. But he surprised me. Like, yeah. I was really impressed.
I like when we take people who are like discernibly not silly and then make them do something silly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this one was very silly. I think like Callie Reid is someone I'd love to have on the show again. Cause I think like this was one of those instances where we had a really weird wheel spin and I didn't really know what to do with it.
Well, if it's my bounty, I'm gonna kill it.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, guys.
It was an amazing song. I did the music on that one.
Yeah, the music was good
the
on
fucking
that one.
Western
yeah.
overhead shit. It just made me laugh. It makes me laugh when I do like music that is like more work than it should have been to do. It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I think it's silly.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. Production value was crazy on that.
It was pretty crazy.
Episode 92, Behind VR Bars, featuring Taj.
Taj
was great, man. I didn't recognize him, man. I haven't seen him for like over a decade.
He was a child last time we saw him, so.
We were all children.
Yeah. So seeing him as an adult, it was kind of a shock.
Muscles.
Yeah, he's huge.
The guy can probably lift me up.
Yeah, well, he does shoulder. That. That's what he does for a living.
That's true. Yeah. So, Taj, shout out to you, bro. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Shout out to the homie.
Once again, I apologize about the wheel spins, because what the hell was that? I don't know. A VR prison? Just take it off.
They were trapped.
Sure. I didn't think we were so confused on that. I had no idea where to
I'm
go
always
that.
Confused. You kind of keep the show on track.
I try.
I'm just trying to think of the next funny thing, but you're like keeping everything together. So
barely, barely.
Shout out to CJ for keeping the show together.
But not on this one, because this was a cluster duck.
Quack.
Thank you for being on the show, Taj. Be on the show again, bro. Come back. We'd love to have you.
Come on back with it, huh?
Episode 93, All You Can Trapped, featuring Amos Mack, second time on the episode, or on the show.
This is the return of the Mack.
Yeah, Amos Mack was unhinged this episode.
Absolutely out of his gourd today.
Amos's character in this, his character was so annoying, but it like looped back around to being hilarious somehow.
Yeah.
It's like, where are my grits, man? Where are my gravy?
It was such a stereotype. It was amazing.
Like, he just like full on with like, it was like also just a chaotic element to it. Cause I was trying to like steer something with like his son, but he's like, I don't know you.
I don't know you, man.
Come on, man. I just want chicken.
I don't have any kids. The psychosis, man.
Amos was great, though. Hey, come back on the show, bro. We love
Shout
having
out to
you,
Big
too.
Mac.
For real. Episode 94, Neighborhood Watch, featuring DJ Vega.
DJ Vega.
It's crazy to me that he came back on the show.
Isn't that weird?
I'm like so surprised that like, cause he's like busy. Like he's
the kid's working.
Yeah, he's working.
Yeah.
But I think it seemed like he had a good time.
He did seem like he had he's another one of the people that I cold called him like, hey, you want to be on this show? And he was like, yeah, okay. And then he came and now we're like boys and shit. We're like tight.
Dude. DJ Vega, thank you for being on the show again. If you ever want to just like play video games or hang out.
Yeah, we can fucking kick it, bro.
We can kick it, bro.
I mean, if you're not busy.
If you're not busy.
Because he'd be busy.
Even if you are busy, man, let's play some video games.
Yeah, let's
sneak him in there.
Be busy together. Pause?
Pause.
Is that a pause?
I don't know. That's probably, yeah. Our next episode is 95, Black People in New York, featuring Silas Cruz.
Black People in New York.
I really didn't know what to call this episode.
I was not a fan of the name.
I didn't know what to call it.
And then the description, there's black people.
Hey, guys, sometimes I improvise the titles of the episode.
Sometimes.
Too. Yeah. Silas Cruz, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for coming back.
Silas always delivers, man. He's so good at this.
He has fun with it.
Yeah. You think I should change the name of the episode?
You think it's too late?
No, I can change it. Let's decide right now what the new name is.
Put down in the comments if you could think of a better name for that episode.
Yeah.
Just drop it down there.
Yeah, that was the best I got, guys. Come on. I was tired. Black People in New York is kind of a crazy name, but I do have to say this is a great episode.
Because
it's the unveiling of Philly Cheesesteak Man.
Philly Cheesesteak Man.
Yeah. It's the superhero that has been...
Plaguing us?
Plaguing us since his inception. So I kind of... What are your thoughts on Philly Cheesesteak Man?
I love him, Gary.
You love him? I just don't know.
It's so silly.
It's an enigma. I don't know.
It's such a silly thing that just won't go away now.
It won't go away now.
No matter how many times you ask.
It's going to probably result in a real life comic book.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Or a real life.
What if the city of Philadelphia sends us a cease and desist?
Well, there's no way that we came up with Philly Cheesesteak Man. There's got to be another.
I think there is.
There's got to, like, someone came up with that.
I think it was you, brother. You came up with that.
Add us in the comments if we're wrong.
Yeah, if we're stealing your fucking idea or whatever.
Let us know.
Keep it to yourself.
Our next episode is 96. Dude, Where's My Sponsor? Featuring Shad Foster.
Shad the Foster. Yo,
Shad was fantastic, bro. He was so good.
So with it. Came to fucking play, you guys.
I just want to say his Italian accent's on point. It was really good.
It did the face so big. Killed me, man.
He was so good. And I think, like, he did a good job navigating the story, too, like the chaos of it all.
Yeah,
like,
and he got really into it. Like, he was yelling with us and shit.
Yeah.
A lot of times, guests will come on here and they'll be, like, timid and shy.
Yeah.
And they'll be reserved on their characters. Nah, my man went in.
He went all in.
Yeah, yeah. He played that character for real.
I'm going to link Shad Foster's info in the description. He also does stand-up comedy, so
definitely
recommend checking him out.
Funny, funny fella.
And thanks for being on the show. Come back, bro. We appreciate you being on.
Yeah.
Episode 97, Sea Creature Park, featuring Leo Phillips.
Hey.
Leo has been meaning to be on this show since like 10.
Yeah, for a long, long, long time.
Long time. So it was nice to actually like have him on the show finally before we reached 100.
It was pretty cool, cool.
And just want to say real quick, Leo, thank you for being on the show. And thanks for being down to clown, because this was a totally weird spin also.
Yeah.
It was fun playing Steven Seagal, though.
Dude, that shit was so funny.
I don't know where that came from.
You piece of shit. Hey, you piece of shit.
Hey, you piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
I'm reincarnated Jesus.
I'm like, if Jesus was a fucking black belt. God damn it.
I think something about your energy with Leo's energy, like somehow... Steven Seagal.
Can we count Steven Seagal as your character now?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, copyright. Good.
Steven Seagal.
We own the rights to Steven Seagal.
All right. Next episode is 98, Gloves Are Off. Thoughts on this one?
Thoughts. I mean, there were gloves.
There were definitely gloves.
Robots. I mean, it had it all, you guys.
It had a lot going on. This is one of... I'm probably going to be pretty weird for thinking this, but this is one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah?
Because, like, what you were saying earlier about, like, having a character take over, I felt like this character, somehow, Wilson the Glovemaker, was like...
He makes Michael Jackson's gloves.
Yeah, he just took over, guys. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but, like, the part where he's, like, bashing this, like, robot's head in, I felt it on a spiritual level because, like... It
blood
just,
and oil everywhere.
It's just, like, AI itself taking a job, just like... It felt personal. On top of that, learned something about myself. I love playing pathetic characters. Wilson, the glove maker, was one of the most pathetic characters I think we've ever thought up.
It was pretty immaculate.
It was so fun. I don't know. Was he pathetic?
Yeah.
Living in a tent. He made like a glove tree.
Yeah, that was pretty magical. And he was like, can you tell my ex-wife that I love her and I miss her?
I love that one just because of how unhinged it was. And he did a great job accompanying it too and making things chaotic.
Hey, baby, I'm like, just trying to keep up with the big dog, you know?
It was good. It was good, man. And episode 99, Mayhem at Movitz, featuring Frankie Hustle.
Frankie.
Thoughts on that one?
A lot of chewing on that one.
We should probably make a disclaimer that this is like a lot of sunflower seed chewing on
chewing
that one.
Chewing and sucking, crunching, while talking. Frankie, come on, man. While speaking,
you know,
mouthful of seeds.
You know what? It makes a good episode 99.
Yeah. It was fun. Which he specifically requested to be on. I asked him a long time ago. He's like, I won't be on 99. That's your voice, brother. I won't be on 99. And I was like, all right, bro, you can be on 99. He's outside right now.
So that wasn't RFK you were doing there?
Oh, God, I haven't done RFK.
Can you give it, what's that sound like?
I don't know. What is he saying?
That was pretty good. I think that was it.
Listening to him hurts my throat.
And that's it.
Now we're here.
Now we're here, episode 100.
Episode 100.
Guys, I don't know what to say, but this is definitely not good.
You're right.
Yeah. And also, thank you for tuning in all these episodes.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I don't know why you would, but...
By choice. You've done this to yourselves?
Yeah, probably.
Interesting.
I think that's it. I think we fucking did it.
Is that the end of? We're not. That's all we're doing.
That's it.
Okay. Well,
should we high five now?
Can we reach?
Yeah.
My hands are a little sweaty.
Yeah, mine too.
We mixed it together.
Happy 100! Thanks for checking us out. Bye.
Bye.